staggering. Well,
look, Melbourne made the eight with 14 wins, eighth spot.
Let's hope they make it, Rooch. They're at nine wins.
So.
They've had a wonderful season so far, but injuries are going to take their toll. They haven't at Adelaide. They've only got two players on the injury list at the moment.
Including their captain.
Unless our next guest corrects us, and he's assistant coach there, Mickey Godden. G'day, Mickey.
G'day, guys.
Appreciate your time. You've only got two on the injury list, Seedsman and Sloan. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it is. And Turner, obviously, who came across in the mid-season, so he'll miss another one. But yes, two of our original listers. Yeah, that's all we've got at the moment, which is nice.
So that means Darren Burr just gets a bonus.
So he thinks so, yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, he should.
Oh, so you're going to reward being in 15th, are you, Rooch?
Fair, what's happening? Done his job.
Yeah, you've had an epiphany. You've become a nice bloke.
help me, Michael, help me.
Hey, if Turner comes back, he'll be under your tutelage. You've got a game tomorrow, haven't you, against West Adelaide, yet to win a game. You boys have just dropped off a fraction the last few weeks.
Yeah, we do have against Westie. Westie's the last couple of games have been really good. They pushed Glenelg right to the end last week and had a shot very late in the game to win it. But, we've just dropped away that the last two haven't been great. But get a few more soldiers back tomorrow. And, it's been a pretty solid year for the Sandful boys. So hopefully we can continue that.
We'll talk about a few of the boys in the Sandful shortly. But the teams have come through. Mitch Hinge has been omitted and Lockie Murphy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's certainly when the team starts to fill up like it has, it makes some tough decisions. And, we've got two things happening at the moment. We've got players in form at Sandful level, which is really important for the pressure on the AFL boys. But then also, as you said, a very small injury list. So, yeah, certainly it's good. It's good for pressure. It's good for spots.
Well, the two coming in are certainly on that front because you've got Jordan Butts coming back. But the good one is Josh Rochelle is good and ready to go. So how's he refreshed himself recently?
Yeah, he looks really good. I think that this has been a really good period for him. He burst onto the scene. It's certainly tough. He takes a lot of the opposition sort of put a lot of work into him. So it's been for a young man. It takes a bit of adjustment, and he's had his little refresh now. So I think it's going to be great for him. And then Butsy, the same. I mean, he's still only a young man as well, but he comes back in and certainly, helps out our back line. He's been such a pillar there, and he will be for a long time.
Mike, it's always interesting at the halfway mark. Everyone does their report cards and tries to work out where teams are at. We've heard where Matthew Nix feels there has been progression 12 months on. Where do you see the growth at Adelaide?
Yeah, I think our growth has been not so much, what would I say? It's more about our consistency. I feel that we're still not to the level we want to be, but I feel that we're consistently turning our performances that we're proud of. There are parts in games, and there's been a couple of bad games, but overall we've been solid, and we're starting to see the emergence of what I know Nixie's referred to as our DNA, our contest stuff, and I think that's been very consistent. Our finishing hasn't always been consistent, so we're working hard on that. But we're working hard in all areas, but I think that our consistency of our contests, you just know now every week we're going to turn up with a really good fight, and that's a great start. And now the next bit is, can we use the ball better, finish our hard work off? Because if we do that, we'll be in a better shape.
So, Michael, you're at the coalface of development. The debate on where Adelaide is with the rebuild, what would be your summary of how the rebuild is going at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's going very well from internally. I know that people get impatient. I get that, and I respect that. People just want to win. But when you see the games played demographic, not so much age. I'm not a big one on age. I think any age can play well. But when it's a games played, it comes back to experience, and experiencing things for the first time or the second time is nothing like for the 15th or the 20th time, and that's what some of the senior players have. So we've just got to keep giving them these experiences, and they'll grow quickly. And they're growing together. That's one thing that we've been able to do, is get a group of lads together that are really gelling well. And Nixie's done a tremendous job at that, and that'll serve us well in the future. So I think that we're in a good space. I mean, I know the win loss isn't there, and that, as I said earlier, that's where the frustration is. But from our point of view, a lot of the numbers are starting to point in the right direction.
Would Josh Dunkley fast track your development?
I think any quality player certainly does. There's no doubt. We, losing Sloane and Cito this year certainly hurts us. I know that they're the only two on our injury list, but they're really important to us. So any player that has got, some seniority and a bit of experience is really important for us.
Seems like every second week or every week even that Luke Thilthorpe just runs laps on a particular night.
Riley Thilthorpe.
Luke Thilthorpe was a sales rep at Mix 102.3 and an Australian ice hockey player.
There you are.
A very good fella, Lukey. Apologise to Riley. Okay, question remains the same though. Is he being managed?
No, he's not being managed. No, he had, now let me just remember, he's got a little bit of that tendonitis that he deals with. I've never experienced it, but when you're a big man and you grow quickly, things it takes the body a little while. So he does do a lot of extra work in that space. And then he obviously recovering from COVID as well. But no, the answer is no, he's not being managed anyway.
I'm sure that the medicos would be on top of it. Would it, if he's struggling from tendonitis, would it not be best, given where the club's placed this year, just to really get his body right?
So let me be clear. He's 100% fit to play.
Okay.
So it's like any other player. They have small things, and one of his things is he's just got to work through some of that stuff. So, they all have their work-ons, and they do hours and hours of prehab training, and that's just part of his. So, it won't restrict him in his playing.
Harry Schomburg gets another chance.
Harry's been, amazing through the sample with me. He's working hard, and he's done everything that he can possibly do at this point. We obviously worked on his defensive actions, and it's like a lot of these guys. They're coming up and they're coming down, and we've just got to try to make sure that the bits they got to work on, and they get to work, and they're all doing really well with that.
So for all the supporter base out there, you say that he's worked on his defensive action. Explain what he needs to do to be a regular AFL player. What are you sitting down and setting him as a task to go to that next step?
Yeah, so without being too detailed with the hours of work we put in with him, but it's more about just his awareness of what happens when we lose the footy. It's in a nutshell. There's a lot of things, and it's not through his want and his will, because certainly you do have some players that need to work better in defence. He works very well in defence. It's just his awareness and his method. So, that's taken a little while for him to grasp. Obviously, when he first came into the AFL team a couple of years ago, he was very much a forward of centre player. Now we'd want him to be a genuine midfielder, so that adds a little bit of defensive work to it.
Athletes are very proud individuals. They play for their reputation, but the Gold Coast Suns have a real opportunity to play for a finals position. How do you counteract that? You'd need a fast start.
Yeah, we do. We need. I mean, they've been going really well. Their contest work is really at an elite level. So there's no doubt that we need to be in that space, and we pride ourselves in that as well. So I think it's going to be a great contest in that, just around the footy and the to and froing of the fight. It's going to be there. It's going to be a really good contest. But we need to finish, as I said earlier, because if we don't finish, I think the Gold Coast will certainly punish us. So great opportunity for them, but also a great opportunity for us.
So you've got proven performers like Rory Laird in that midfield at Adelaide. Who are you really challenging this week to say this is the moment for you to stand up in that midfield contest? Because we've seen Gold Coast move the ball away from those contests with such speed and precision. They're going to be dangerous to you.
Yeah, they are. They're very powerful. Well, it's not all our midfield. Like, let's be honest, they're all going to have to pull their weight. Keezy and Saligo and Jacko Haitley, Matty Crouch, they're all going to have to pull their weight. So, it's going to take a team to beat these guys, because they are very good in that area.
Do you put a caller on Tuke Miller?
Put a call on all of them. They're all very
good.
So we have to, it's very much team these days in defence, and it's very hard to be pulled apart if you go into a full lockdown tag. So we're very aware of all of their players, and they're dangerous in different areas of the ground.
So Michael, can you help us in match committee? When you discuss Jordan Dawson, knowing he can play so many roles, how do you work through where to play him?
Primarily, it's where does he play his best for us? I mean, that's where does he play his best footy? I mean, does he play it looking up at the game, or does he look at when it gets in behind you, or 360? Because other three phases, if you're in the midfield, you're a 360 player, and obviously forward and back. So where does he play his best footy? Generally, it's when he's looking at the game, so he can set it up. So anywhere through that midfield to half back is where he plays his best footy, in my opinion. And then it's about what the needs and wants of the team. You know, if he's playing back, is he going to defend, you know, or is he going to be one of the players that we use in offense?
So you want three of him then?
Yeah. No, that would be nice. Yeah,
well, you'd only need two. If you get Josh Dunkley, you'd only need two. Hey?
No, but Dawes is a very good player. I'm super impressed with him. He's taken to our footy club really well. And, yeah, I'm very excited about what he's going to bring over the next how many games he plays.
Yeah,
last one, stack of texts coming through. We're live and interactive on 0427 154 166. Mickey, would you put any of the condos, because you're a very wealthy man, any of your condos on the fact that we'll see Tarek Newchurch play an AFL game this year?
I don't bet at all, and I don't have a condo. But let me just, I'll comment on Tarek, obviously. Tarek is in a much better position this time this year than he is last year. He's improving. He's still having his days when he's not at the level that he wants to be and we want him to be, but he does bring something. And for those that have seen him play, he's got an X factor about him. So I'm not going to put anything on him, but I would love to see Tarek get a chance for the end of the year.
Okay, so you're not a betting man, but just as an astute judge of the industry and of football in general, do you think he'll get a game this year?
I don't know. He will be the one that answers that. He will be simply the guy that answers
it. Very good answer. Not trying to make you feel awkward. We do get a lot of texts about Tarek. Would I be right with what I've seen? And I don't see the sandfall every week, but I've deliberately tried to have a look at him. Is it because he doesn't remain in the game enough?
Yeah, he's a goal kicker, and that's his thing. He's very, very good at that. But it takes more than goal kicking to play AFL footy. And there's other areas he has worked very, very hard on it, and he is improving. But once again, like any young player, consistency, you know, needs to be there. And if he puts in a couple of good efforts, you just never know.
Mickey, beautifully answered. Rooch loaded me up with that information with you being a property tycoon. We wish we wish you all the best in the Sandfall against West Adelaide and on Sunday when you fly up there to watch the Crows take on the Gold Coast Suns. That one gets underway at 2:50 at Metricon Stadium. Good luck, Mickey.
Awesome, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Here's Mick Godden. He's a gentleman.
He is.
Has he got condos or not?
I don't know. I don't know where you dug that one up from.
What?
I'm not admitting to anything.
Really?
No.
He wasn't prepared to risk them if he does have them.
Well, it's not his call, really.
No,
is it?
And there's a few small forwards.
I understand why he was reticent to give you a definitive answer.
Yeah, you've got Ned McKenzie.
I know what you were trying to say, because we're all keen to see if he's progressed.
Got a number of texts here, too.
An AFL game this year.